Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo calls for Naga unity and cultural pride. Power Department clarifies smart meter replacement in Dimapur to be free of cost. Naglan explores global opportunities in culture and economy with visiting diplomats. And PAC endorses UNGMA statement calls for unified Naga political vision. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has called for unity among Nagas and renewed pride in cultural heritage. Speaking at the Mung Mung Mini Hornbill Festival of the Sangtam community in Long Kim today, he emphasized the uniqueness of the Naga identity and importance of preserving and promoting tribal tradition.
Amagan mano imitation korar imide mano amagan ahibole saikina imitation chabole na hai aro na hibo kintu naga mano do ente malak ase aro tar laga forefathers laga tradition culture bhal bara rakhi ase itu imide naga amagan ke chabole turi jae aro as a naga we should be proud and it is our pride that we preserve and promote.
Reaffirming the state government's commitment to cultural promotion, Mr. Ryo highlighted the role of festivals and community events in safeguarding indigenous heritage. On the issue of the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, Mr. Ryo said the state government is committed to facilitating an early and amicable resolution. He urged the people to set aside internal differences and unite for development as the nation moves towards Viksit Bharat 2047.
Viksit Bharat by 2047, when I develop India to 2047, it was agode India do develop country, ito kobole monase. Tadi abaga sob unity thakikina, development bicharikina, jagara gura, bon gurikina, kam gura time bagina, sob biligina, naga, ke dangor, gurubalage, develop state bi hobalage, itakawakina, India develop hile amagan, big word thakibunore, kindu, jagara gura take, difference take, tendole amagan, boss to miss guribo.
The Chief Minister was joined by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and Advisor H. Sethrongyu Sangtam, among others. The Department of Power, Electrical Division Dimapur, has clarified that there will be no cost for installation or replacement of smart meters in the district. It said the initiative is being carried out under the central government's special assistance to states for capital investment and the revamped distribution sector scheme. The department informed that no additional charges or security deposits will be taken while shifting from postpaid to prepaid meters, and existing deposits will be adjusted. It added that the replacement is mandatory as per Electricity Rules 2020 and government notifications. Smart meters are also being installed in government offices, industries and commercial establishments to improve power supply under RDSS. The state government, through the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN, hosted a roundtable with visiting Indian Foreign Service officers at Kohima yesterday. The special guests included High Commissioner of India to Maputo, Mozambique, Robert Shetkintong, and Consul General of India in Vancouver, Canada, R. Masakui, visiting the state as part of the mid-career training program of the Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service. Chairing the meeting, Advisor to the Chief Minister and IDAN Chairman, Abu Mehta, highlighted Nagaland's transformation from conflict to a state of opportunities in culture, sports and tourism. He urged for leveraging Indian missions abroad to promote Nagaland globally.
The floor for discussion on unemployment and employment opportunities for young people of Nagaland. Nagaland is today, the narrative is changing.
Tourism Minister Temjin Imna Along underscored Nagaland's safe environment, cultural richness and aspiration for economic growth through its creative economy. Presentations by IDAN and TAFMA showcased the state's potential in music, arts, handlooms and festivals. The meeting explored opportunities for collaboration in traditional sports, e-sports and exchange programs for athletes and coaches. Both the visiting IFS officers urged for stronger global and market linkages and cultural diplomacy. The roundtable concluded with a shared commitment to position Nagaland as a hub of the creative economy in Asia. Nagaland has issued a total of 14,446 inner line permits, ILPs, to tourists as of August 21st this year. Replying to a start question by MLA Kevipodi Sofia yesterday, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home and Border Affairs, Yantunga Patton, said 30,873 ILPs have been issued under other categories from January 1 to August 21. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The recent meeting of the Political Affairs Committee, PAC, chaired by Chief Minister Nephew Ryo, unanimously endorsed the UNGMA statement of 23rd August, which upheld the unity, courage and a shared future for the Naga people. The committee also expressed support for the call for all Naga political groups with the backing of tribe Hohos to come together and pursue a unified political vision based on Naga historical and political rights. It resolved to resume peace talks at the political level to expedite negotiations. The PAC also reaffirmed resolutions adopted during the 12 September 2024 consultative meeting, which included recognition of the ongoing Indo-Naga dialogue and its adherence to ceasefire principles, despite several challenges, called for further efforts to strengthen unity within the Naga society and appealed to the Government of India to elevate the peace process by appointing a high-level interlocutor. The PAC meeting was attended by Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Patton and T.R. Zeliang, both members of parliaments, ministers, advisers and MLAs. Chief Minister Nephew Ryo has said that the state has not made any new appointments for primary teachers since 2023, with the exception of 43 candidates appointed on compassionate grounds. In response to a query by MLA Kuzoluzo Nienu in the Nagaland Assembly yesterday, Mr. Ryo highlighted that the state is currently facing a significant shortage with 1,115 vacancies for primary teacher positions. Further, the Chief Minister disclosed that a total of 1,257 primary teachers have retired since 2018. Responding to a separate question by MLA Nuklutoshi on the CFC food processing unit at Yong Yim Sen in Mokchung, Chief Minister Ryo said the project is nearing completion. Civil work is completed, half of the plant and machinery is installed, he said, attributing delays to the pandemic, technical issues with fund releases and pending government grants. Mr. Ryo clarified that the project land consists of 1 acre leased for 30 years and 2 acres donated. And Commissioner of State Taxes organized a one-day training program on GST for drawing and disbursing officers, registered dealers and key stakeholders in Wokha today. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner of Wokha, Vineet Kumar, highlighted taxation as a key aspect of strengthening governance. He stressed that a strong government, supported by adequate revenue, ensures stability and equal opportunities for all societal sectors.
Strong government is in the interest of everyone. Strong government is important so that there is no chaos in the society. The people who have been left behind from the developmental efforts, they are not left behind and they are taken care of. Strong government is required so that there is law and order and everybody can enjoy that freedom that we say in our democratic country. It is very important that we have a strong government.
Mr. Kumar noted that both direct and indirect taxes are crucial as they provide resources needed for infrastructure, welfare programs and law enforcement. Participants from various departments, local businesses and trade associations actively took part in the training. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nephew Ryo calls for Naga unity and cultural pride. Power Department clarifies smart meter replacement in Dimapur to be free of cost. Nagaland explores global opportunities in culture and economy with visiting diplomats. And PAC endorses UNGMA statement, calls for unified Naga political vision. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.